are On the Lot with Ward, a weekly presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton and the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
All right, I didn't get my On the Lot with Ward on Thursday, and my weekend went totally sideways.
But he
is back today. Ward Cater in from Vision Ford. Good morning.
Good morning.
How we doing?
Perfect. Excellent day. The smoke is gone. The sun is out.
Tell you what.
Great fall afternoon.
Yeah, you walked in as I'm having my coughing fit, which normally happens during harvest. But yeah, you throw the smoke in and it's like...
Yeah, it's part of our reality, isn't it?
We're going to be covering, got Thanksgiving coming up. I always think of that horn of plenty, you know, the cornucopia.
Yeah.
We've got a cornucopia of things that we're going to be talking about today. You call them tidbits.
Yeah. A little bit of everything. You know, I want to for sure start out with our big Halloween event coming up October 25th from 4 to 7. Things are really coming together great. We're getting a lot of participation from the community. So we want to remind everybody to come out because it's free. No charge. Everybody come as you are or come in your favorite costume. It's for everybody. So all ages. It doesn't matter. We just want to do something for the community. And again, I want to just remind them it's free.
Right.
Enjoy it.
And if you do show up, try to get creative with it because I know you like people getting creative, kids and adults, with their costumes.
Let's have some fun with it. There'll be a lot of great things going on. So
right.
Looking forward to that. October 25th, 4 to 7.
Well, you got a lot of things to celebrate out there. So this is kind of timely.
Yeah. You know, things are good. Things are really going our direction. We appreciate the community support and everything. We're doing a lot of things to improve the facility. We're changing how we're doing business to make it easier. You and I just had a conversation about that, what the value of simplicity is. So we're spending a lot of time and energy and putting technology in to make life easier and just to make it a place where you can come and relax and not worry about it. Or we'll come to you.
How did you pull off the inventory, Ward? Because I drive around and I go by and it's like you definitely have the market cornered on inventory out there on the lot.
You know, we work on that really hard. It takes us 3 days each week to order new vehicles. Hopefully everybody saw we refreshed our lot. So there was a period where we kind of shrunk it down just for lack of place to hide everything. But we're now that we have that project done, we're looking great. We've got all of our new electric vehicle chargers installed and available. Even our staff, they talk. It's fun to hear them. They're just shocked how quick they can charge their vehicles because we have a number of them on our team that are driving the new electric vehicles. So that's exciting to have that available right this second. And it's ready to go. So come on, just take a look at it. See a demo. It'll take you 5 minutes to see how it works. It's shocking how quickly it goes and how easy it is.
Yeah.
So
just drive one.
Yeah.
Just
so anyway.
Drive one. And again, I was going to ask about, you know, you talked about staff. And we mentioned this earlier, the learning curve. Everybody out there is very knowledgeable. So if you come in with questions, there's going to be somebody at Vision Ford going to be able to help you out.
You know, they really try hard. They work very hard. There's a lot of training that's ongoing. It's not one and done. They're always online training. We have technicians out of state being trained right now. It's an endless cycle for them.
Right.
So I give them a lot of credit for being in the game and being aware of what they need to know because it really comes back to making your life easier when you come to visit us. And you know, it's a big challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Things are changing so quickly and at an incredible pace that they work very, very hard at that.
Ford Motor Company, what are they telling you these days, Ford Gator?
You know, there's lots going on. And I started thinking about it this weekend while I was traveling and missed you last week. You know, Ford has an interesting heritage. We're talking about electric vehicles and the charging and the technology today. But you go back to World War I, Ford actually produced and made airplanes. And, you know, I started diving a little bit deeper. It's amazing how quick they adapt. We go back to our more recent kind of tragedies, meaning COVID. They were building equipment to help people, help hospitals, everything from masks to hospital equipment were all being produced in Ford manufacturing facilities. They have an incredible heritage. They really do. It's a family-owned business. Even though it's a public company, but the Ford family has incredible influence. They run it like a family business. They control the voting stock. They care. The Ford family shows up at our meetings. They talk to us. We had one recently, Elena Ford, come to Halleck, Minnesota. And I went up and met her there and spent the evening with her. There were maybe 10 of us. It was very interesting that she would take the time to come see us. But again, you go backwards, it really shows how we've moved forward.
Right.
And when we go back and look at, you know, the Mustang came out in 1964. So brand new concept, brand new sports car. But what really hit home to me is I started reading about it, and they produced 94,000 pedal Mustangs for kids for that Christmas. That's how big a deal it was.
How can they be this pliable? I mean, and this adaptable to different things.
So they create a product that not only excites, you know, you and I, so to speak, but the younger generation, truly kids. 94,000 toys were created, and just a huge, huge impact. You go back to the model, you know, A through T. There's a whole segment. We always talk about A and T, but there was a whole world in the middle, and certainly after that.
Right.
But we're going back to 1903, and then I believe in 1927, Henry Ford created the first assembly line that impacted everything we do today. Like, I don't care what we build, whether it's a cell phone, anything, food production, it has some version of an assembly line. Mm-hmm. It's pretty incredible story just on that side of it alone.
Is that why you aligned yourself with Ford, the Ford company, Ward, because of their way of looking at things and okay, their vision?
Absolutely.
No pun intended,
there you go.
But their vision?
Yeah. You know, Ford Motor Company, I love it because it's family. I'm alone, you know, it's me and my family, so to speak. I'm not multi-generational. It's just, I really love how they address things. They listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
They will actually talk to you about it. If they don't know, they just tell you, we don't know, we're working at it, we're going to change. And it shows, again, how they have adapted through the many decades of being in manufacturing and what it's done and impact it's had. One thing that really made me kind of chuckle, too, as a side note, Charlie Brown's first TV appearance was in 1963 in a Ford commercial. So Charlie Brown came out of the blue in a Ford commercial. That's
wow.
Kind of fun, isn't it?
That is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Useless, meaningless information, but you always wonder, where did Charlie Brown come from? And as a kid, I loved that show.
Well,
whether it was Halloween or Christmas.
Right, but Charles Schultz had a Minnesota connection, and
yes,
the Ford Motor Company has a Minnesota connection. So
absolutely.
It's neat to see that work in tandem.
It's a big deal. Again, they're very entwined in our country, the community. Again, whether building airplanes or building equipment to help us get through COVID, they're very in touch with what we need as a country, and certainly state by state. They adapt to each state. They
right.
do the best they can. It's a great story.
It doesn't seem like they walk away from a whole lot. It seems like they look at things and go, okay, how do we improve on this, make it better, and then how do we move it forward?
They really do. You know, you look at the F-150 and the decades of leadership it's had. I think we're in our 48th year. We're so close to 50 years here, 49th year. Incredible leadership. And there's a lot of good vehicles out there. There's a lot of good manufacturers. But you look at the F-150 building almost 1 million a year just of that one model.
Wow.
That says a lot. There's yeah. manufacturers that don't build 1 million a year throughout their entire model line. And so the demand is there. The resale is there. The consistency of the product is amazing. And I've had other brands over the years and sold against them and always very frustrated. So I'm glad to be, you know, a little over 8 years on the Ford family team.
Right.
And it's been a great experience.
There seems to be a lot of clarity with them, too. You know, clear and concise information. I like that.
Yeah, very much so. And they want to go out and win. They want to do things the right way. You and I talked quite a while ago about how they just got into racing out of the blue one day and built a GT40, I believe it was, back in, oh gosh, in the mid to late 60s, and they won 4 years in a row. I think it was 66 to 69. Just went out, did it, won it,
yeah,
and then they moved on.
Yeah. It was like, okay, been there, done that.
They really yeah. committed to it and did something that's just hasn't been done. It certainly, Ferrari always dominated it, and here we are, Ford went in, and and made a difference and took that technology and truly brought it forward to us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that technology from the braking concept that they used in that race, they brought all that to their assembly line technology. So it's a great story once again.
All right. You got a question for us today, Ward?
Yeah. So here's we were talking the older vehicles, Model A's through Model T's. And what was the nickname for the Model T? This was a new one for me. So
the nickname for the Model T.
Widely known nickname for the Model T. And, of course, this goes back a long time ago, but I'm sure everybody's on their phones Googling this. So we want somebody new.
Right.
This is for somebody who hasn't won with us in the last 30 days.
It takes 30 days if you haven't won anything you can play today.
Yeah. So what was the nickname for the Model T?
All right. $50 bill waiting for you at Vision Ford if you can come up with the answer to this.
Yeah.
642-8488 is my phone number, folks, while you all Google.
So, Bill, this is a reminder. We have a great party October 25th for everybody. And I just want to say the word free. Free, free, free.
Free, free, free. You can't beat the price.
Bring a cover for your pillow. Bring a garbage bag. Fill it full of candy, full of treats, full of fun. So October 25th, 4 to 7 p.m.
All right. Let's get to the phones. Hi, good morning. You're on the air on the lot with Ward. Do you have an answer?
Yeah, was it Tin Lizzy?
Tin Lizzy, you're right. Where did you find that?
I Googled it.
Well, a Google's a Google, and the right answer is the right answer. Who are we talking to?
Dan,
good morning. I tell you what, Dan, head on out to Vision Ford. You got a $50 bill waiting for you out there, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, thanks for calling, Dan. Bye-bye. Dan knew the answer to that.
There you go. Congratulations, Dan. Yeah. So Tin Lizzy, I have no idea where that came from, but interesting that it got its name right away and it stuck with it for many decades.
Right.
So
Tin Lizzy.
Yeah.
And then, it spawned a really good band, rock band, back in the 70s, too. I like these tidbits things. We kind of jump around, but it's fascinating stuff.
Yeah. A lot of heritage there. A lot of contributions to assembly lines, to the war, to our health. I mean, there's a great story there, and very proud to be a part of it.
Absolutely. And like I say, it just seems like they look at something and go, how do we make this better, and then how do we move it forward?
Yeah.
That's the kind of company you need. So
absolutely. We're proud to be part of it, Vision Ford.
So this is Tuesday. You're coming back Thursday. What are we going to talk about?
You know, Thursday, I think we really need to get back into the basics of owning the vehicle as far as maintenance goes, just different ways to acquire a vehicle. I think acquiring vehicles today can be very overwhelming, and we're going to talk about some simple ways to do it and make it affordable for you or your family.
Right. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Ward, always great to have you in here.
Pleasure to be here.
And we'll talk again on Thursday. It's 9:53.
You have been on the lot with Ward, a weekly presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton. On the lot with Ward, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:40 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
But I was hell on wheels with a full head of steam when Coach put me in. And I'm still proud of that hit. I was the last resort to go to prom with the queen. Thanks to an ex-boyfriend who broke her heart that way.